The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, and we shall also be reading Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Let's read Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. Please, in order to get the understanding, let's start from verse 9. Let's start from verse 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our theme tonight is Thy Kingdom Come. Thy Kingdom Come. And you pay. Who kingdom? Thy Kingdom Come. Thus, heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. In the power of the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus Christ. This is the theme. It's a broad theme. Thy kingdom come. Heaven on earth. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Put your hand on your left hand on your chest and say, Lord, I want to thank you for taking care of me throughout the month of May. For causing my harvest not to fail. For watching over your word to perform it. I am here tonight to cross into another month, the 6th month of the year, which is the 3rd month of the Jewish calendar. It is the month of the coming of the Holy Spirit. It is a month when your kingdom met the earth. Oh Lord, I am willing. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me with your blood. I confess every sin in my life and anything in my life that will hinder your Holy Spirit from flowing through me, from working in me. I confess my weaknesses. I confess unforgiveness. I confess unbelief. I confess lack of faith.
I confess, Holy Spirit, I am ready. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. And impact my life. Transform my life. Change my life. Cause a turn around in my life. Help me, Lord. I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Last month, our theme was Your Harvest Will Never Fail. Your glowing harvest shall never fail. Your shining harvest shall never fail. And we were made to understand that the God we serve is the God of the harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that the law of sowing and reaping should motivate us to serve God.
And
the devil has no increase or harvest. The world system has no increase or harvest. Both Satan and the world system only engages the law of the harvest as it is seen in Genesis chapter
8 verse 22.
Anytime a thing comes, anytime a word comes, it does not mean that when the month ended, that word has also ended. No. The word of God is eternal. Some of us, it is in June that we are going to have our harvest. Even though May was supposed to be a glowing harvest, it is in the next month that we are going to have our harvest. But we thank God that always He gives us a word to stand on. And tonight, and for the month of June, it is Thy Kingdom Come. In the month of June, we are going to experience heaven on earth. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Mama, project in Asika Krawai. I want to go fast. You are doing well, but you sit down a bit. Hallelujah. Let's clap for Mama. Mama is doing well. Like I've said, that is who you are. Look at old lady. Many of you young people here, even Pastor Roger, I thought you could have interpreted. Eh? You have interpreted before. I don't know why you are sitting now, but that's okay. Hallelujah. So our theme is Thy Kingdom Come. And the meaning of Thy Kingdom Come is heaven on earth in the power of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus Christ. The word kingdom. When we say kingdom, kingdom means the king's domain. It means the sphere of the realms that the king rules. In Psalm 84 verse 11, the Bible said that God is the sun. Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose work is blameless. Do you know why God is compared to the sun? Is there anywhere the sun does not shine? Is there any country the sun does not shine? Is there anywhere the sun cannot penetrate? The sun can penetrate into anything. So if the sun can penetrate anything, then God is the sun. The sun, Joe Caffey teaches us that the sun is about 93 million miles. 93 million miles from the earth. 93 million miles from the earth. Not the mileage on the ground, not the ground mileage, but the airspace mileage. Yes. And I don't know how many of you is able to lift up your eyes straight like this and look straight into the sun. It is talking about how glorious God is. God lives in the multitude of light. You can't see his face. You can't look at him because the light around him is so powerful, is so glowing. Those who have had certain encounters with God, they can testify that when the Lord appears or the angel of God manifests to them, that is why some of them, John said, I fell down. Actually, the translation means in Greek that he collapsed. Ezekiel fell several times. Daniel fell several times. That is talking about the glowing glory of God. Hallelujah. So when we talk about a kingdom is the realms that the king rules. And so the kingdom has to do with the heavens and the earth. God has his throne in heaven, but he also rules among men on earth because he is a creator. Why was Christ born? Why did Jesus Christ come down? Jesus was born. He came down to reveal the will of God on earth. He came to reveal the will of God on earth. Jesus came also to manifest heaven on earth. Jesus also came to produce himself for continuity. He came to reproduce himself in you so that we can continue his works on earth. Jesus also came to destroy the works of the devil, according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. When we say heaven on earth, what is the meaning? It means fulfillment. It means speed and acceleration. The Holy Spirit is the catalyst, the connector, the changer, the change maker, the divine approver and dominion. This should have come somewhere. Sorry, I think I missed something. So you see, when we say heaven on earth, how is heaven? Who has been to heaven before? Who has had an encounter where you were transported to heaven? In heaven, you don't struggle. In heaven, there is no sickness. In heaven, there is no pain. In heaven, there is no tears. In heaven, things work by the speed of light. In heaven, when you want to go to Takoradi, you just say Takoradi and you are there. You just say Takoradi and you are there. Yes. In heaven, if you want this cream to turn to blue, you just say blue and it will become blue. No sweat in heaven. No struggle in heaven. In fact, in heaven, the moment you meet somebody, you know the person's mind. You know what the person is thinking about. No secret in heaven. In heaven, There are no doors. Even there are no padlocks or locks on the doors in heaven. Because no armed robber enters there. So only in heaven you can leave your doors open. Because no one will enter there. In heaven, there is no shortage. Any food you eat in heaven, you will never finish your plate. You eat it. When you are satisfied, you get up and go. As you are eating, more is being added. When you cut, another one will be added. It is as if you haven't cut yet. You cut, it will be added. You cut. That is the law of multiplication. Now, so if thy kingdom come, means that heaven on earth, it means that God is bringing you into a realm of acceleration. Hey. Are you serious? You don't know what I've gone to Nigeria to learn. Listen to me. As the word of God is coming, it is like arrows that are being released. It's a living word. So the way you receive it is the way it works. It enters you and work. You don't come and then just come and sit down. Amen. Amen. You are not serious. You go empty. But when God sees your zeal, even the way you respond with the amen, eh? That sickness will just disappear. I like this one. I mean, heaven likes this one. The first one was like Kenke or Banku one. The first one was like Fufu one. The first one was like Otto one. You ate Otto this evening. Eto, eh? Eto. Or beans. You eat beans and you drink water, you sleep deep. If the Lord says, thy kingdom come, the disciples were asking the Lord to teach them to pray. Teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus taught them, he gave them a model prayer. That when you begin to pray, you should first elogize God. You should first praise God. You should first make God big because of who he is. Tell him who he is. Praise him. Honor him. And after that, you should ask that his kingdom should come on earth. And his will should be done as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying in the coming month, we are ending the first half of the year with thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Heaven and earth is about to manifest in your life. It's about to manifest your testimony. It's about to manifest your dream. It's about to manifest your expectation. It's about to manifest your healing. It's about to manifest your deliverance. It's about to manifest your breakthrough and open doors. Hallelujah. Because all these things are in heaven. And heaven has paid for them. When Jesus Christ came, why did he come? Why did Jesus go to the cross? On Sunday, I was at Triumph Assemblies of God. And God gave me a message that I've never preached here. What has the cross not delivered? What has the cross not delivered? Is there anything that the cross has not delivered? And I tell you, there was power in the room. Is there anything the cross has not delivered? When Jesus hung on the cross and said, "It is finished," your testimony was finished. Your healing was finished. Your deliverance was finished. Your promotion was finished. Your breakthrough was finished. Your next level was finished. Your turnaround was finished. Your breakthrough was finished. When Jesus said it was finished, it was finished indeed. 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 A brother used to fast and pray, crying unto the Lord. He will fast and fast and fast and fast. Nothing. He will fast again. Fast again. Fast again. Then one day he told God, "As for this fasting, kill me." This fasting, he told the wife that, "I know I will die. So when you open the door and find out I'm like," so he did his will and everything, because he said, "This one, if God doesn't answer me, I am prepared to die. I am tired." In that fasting, he went into a trance. Either a trance or whatever. But he just started seeing something. A light appeared. And a voice started speaking. And when the voice was speaking, then the voice said, "Turn to your right. Look." Then he saw Jesus on the cross. And blood was flowing. And he saw the Jesus on the cross cried out, "It is finished." And suddenly, there was an earthquake. There was darkness. A lot of things started happening. And when that scene passed, then the voice said to him, "Did you hear that? Did you hear that? What else do you want me to do for you? It is finished. I finished it. So what else do you want me to do? I have finished. I have paid for everything. So it is left to you. It is left to you. What do you want me to do? And you want me to call you from your wife and children? When I have finished everything, go into my word. Search my word. Pray my word. Declare my word. And obey my word." And the vision cut off. And he woke up. And he started crying, crying, crying. And the wife went and opened the door. When the wife opened the door, she fell down because of the presence of the Lord. This man got up and started preaching. Started preaching. As he was preaching, people were falling down. He received an anointing, an encounter, and a ministry at once. And within the shortest possible time, that which he was looking for was just around him. Listen to me. If you are here from today, don't beg for healing. I said, don't beg for healing. You don't have to beg for healing, because your healing has already been paid for. Take your healing by force. Take your healing by faith. Take your marriage by force. Take your marriage by faith. Take your promotion by force. Take your promotion by faith. Don't beg anybody for your healing. Because 2,000 years ago, your healing was paid for. Don't beg anybody for your open doors. The door was already opened. I said the door was opened. 2,000 years ago, the door has been opened. The cross has delivered it. You must take it by faith. You must take it by force. You must take it by prayer. You must declare and decree, "This thing is mine. It is mine. It is mine. It is mine. Healing is mine. Deliverance is mine. In fact, from June, God is changing us into radical Christians. I say violent Christians. From June to the end of the year 2022, we are going to be violent. We are going to demonstrate violent faith. We are going to do violence with the word of God. We are going to be violent in prayer. We are going to say no way. We are going to behave like Jacob when he met the angel and the angel wrestled with him. Do you know that that angel was the Lord Jesus himself? According to Hosea chapter 12, verse 4 and 5, it was the Lord himself. The Lord himself in the Old Testament, when you see the angel of the Lord, it is the Lord himself. The angel of the Lord in some places is the Lord himself. Yes. And when Jacob realized that this is the angel of the Lord, he held the angel of the Lord and said, bless me. Bless me. If you don't bless me, I won't let you go. They started wrestling. Day was going to break. And the angel must disappear, must go and report. Jacob said, no, I will not let you go. Have you seen a man wrestling with an angel? Angels are strong. Angels, when they manifest in the bodily form, they are strong. They are like bronze. They are like metal. They are strong. And even for the fact that they are also spiritual, I don't know how Jacob did it. He held the angel so tight that all that the angel could do was to hit the hip of Jacob. When he hit the hip of Jacob, the hip went inside like this. And the pain. So Jacob left the angel. And the angel said, your name is no longer Jacob. Because that name was the name that was giving you problems. That thing that is giving you problem today is removed. I say, today it has been removed. Today it has been removed. That thing that is causing delay in your life. I said, tonight that thing has been removed. That thing that is causing delay. Tonight it has been removed. It has been removed. It has been removed. And that is your coming month. I said, that is your coming month. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Heaven is coming down. I say, heaven is coming down. Heaven is coming down. The Lord was saying to me, heaven is responding to your prayers. Heaven is giving you attention now. Heaven is giving you attention now. Heaven is giving you attention now. And when God says heaven is giving you attention, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. I say it's a serious thing because it means all the inhabitants of heaven, the creatures, the elders, the angels, and many things in heaven that we cannot describe on earth. The Bible cannot even describe them. Yes, Ezekiel could not even describe them. So if the Bible says that heaven is giving you attention, it's a serious thing. I say it's a serious thing. I say it's a serious thing. I say it's a serious thing. In the coming month, it is thy kingdom come. It is thy kingdom come. And what is the kingdom coming to do? The kingdom is coming to establish its word in your life. The kingdom is coming to open your doors. The kingdom is coming to turn things around in your life. The kingdom is bringing you to where you desire to be. And the kingdom is heaven on earth in the power of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you tonight. These three people, what was their role? What was the role of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the authorizer. When it comes to thy kingdom come, he is the authorizer. He is the one who authorizes. Because the finished work on the cross is our authority. anytime you stand. The reason why you can command. The reason why you don't have to beg. The reason why you can just go and take it by force and by faith is because of the finished work of Christ on the cross. He paid all the price. I say he has paid all the price. I say he has paid all the price. Look, he has paid for that headache. He has paid for that cancer. He has paid for that diabetes. He has paid for that sickness and disease. He has paid for that failure. He has paid for that disappointment. He has paid for that loneliness. He has paid for that stagnation. He has paid for that setback. He has paid. He has paid. He has paid for that failure. He has paid for that disappointment. He has paid. He has paid. He has paid. He has paid. He has paid for that marital problem. He has paid. 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 He has paid for that attack. 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 He has paid for that door. He has paid for that breakthrough. He has paid. 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 Hey, he has paid for that job. He has paid for that contract. He has paid for your healing. He has paid for that waist pain. He has paid for that neck pain. He has paid for that back pain. He has paid. He has paid. He has paid for that scarcity. He has paid for that confusion. He has paid. He has paid. He has paid. He has paid. You don't have to beg again. You just have to take it. You just have to take it. You just have to take it. He has paid for that job. He has paid for that contract. You just have to take it. You need to take it. Take it by force. Take it by faith. Take it by force. Take it by faith. Take it by force. Take it by faith. Take it by force. Hey, it is happening. It is happening. Take it right now. Say, I take it, I take it. I take it, I take it. Whatever that has been paid for, I take it, I take it. By the power of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Jesus, take it right now. 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 No begging, no begging. No begging, no begging. Don't beg God. 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 Ratatatatatata. Take it, take it, take it. Take it. Ah, the power of God is falling. The power of God is falling. The power of God is falling. Take it, take it. Take it, take it. Take it, take it. Yes, yes. Take your babies. Take your husbands. Yes. Every miracle you are looking for, take it right now. Yes. Every healing you are looking for, take it right now. I said, take it. I said, take it. Take it right now. Take it. It is yours. Take it. Take it. Shataka taka taka.
I take it.
I take it right now.
I take it right now.
I take it right now.
I take it right
by the power of the cross.
By the power of the cross.
By the power of the cross. And the blood of Jesus Christ. And the power of the Holy Ghost. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I take it. I take it.
I take it.
I take it. I take it. I take it. I take it. I take it. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take that miracle. Take that testimony. Take it right now. 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 Take it right now.
take it right now.
Take it
right now. Take that breakthrough. Take that job. Take that open door. Enter it right now. By faith and by force.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There are seven angels here right now. Look, heaven is open. Look, I say heaven is open. I say heaven is open. A brother was telling me, he said, Pastor, one day you just declare that somebody is going to get a contract, even though you don't know anybody. He said, I was preaching here when I declared that somebody is going to get a contract. You don't know anybody. You don't know anybody, but a call is coming. You are going to get a call. He said, Pastor, the next day, within the week, I received a call. I received a call. And it was a big contract. Instead of the person calling and say, Pastor, the thing just happened. He had a good man. He said he wanted to finish the contract. And when he get the lump sum, big money, when it has come, then you come and tell, Pastor, the word you declared, it came and that is it. As he was executing the contract, other enemies rose against him. They wanted to take the contract away from him. Look, the moment the word comes and it begins to manifest, let us know and consolidate it and secure it. Because we are here on earth. Oh, listen to me. Here on earth. We are not yet in heaven. Oh. As I said to Triumph Assemblies of God at Jaulu, listen to me. I gave them four reasons why we are having problems here on earth. Look, every problem we are having here has nothing to do with God. No. It has nothing to do. Look, that marriage problem you are having, is it God who is causing it? It is the two of you. It's the two of you who are causing your own problems. Is God your husband or your wife? Is your husband not your husband? Why are you saying God? It is the two of you who don't know how to manage your weaknesses. It's the two of you who don't know how to manage your temperaments. The two of you, one is very traditional. Another person is just from the bush. Another person is a bully. Another person is proud. Another person is not submissive. Another person is just, he doesn't have feeling for human beings. Then you say, God. Is it God who gave you the woman? Is it God? Are you not the one who said, Charlie, the way your face looks like, smile again, smile. Then they say, this smile, it has made me something. Oh, I am shaking. when the woman used her smile to catch you. When the man has used his car, to the young ladies, they want to see a car. They want to see car. They want to see a room full of electrical gadgets. Eh? Full of things. When the young man has used that thing to catch you, then now when he's slapping you, when he's knocking you, you say, God, why me? God, why me? Is it God? Every problem we are having here on earth, number one, is because we are living in a fallen world. This world is not born again. Number two, we are living in the flesh. This flesh. This flesh. This flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. This flesh, the desires of this flesh, they are contrary to the spirit. They are always in conflict. We are also living in a world that is largely infested and controlled by the devil. Do you know the reason why? Because more unbelievers live in the world than believers. An area that has more unbelievers, the devil rules there. I'm telling you, the devil rules. That's why we are to witness and win souls. Because the more righteous people, the more believers we have in a family, in an area, the lesser the evil and the darkness. I'm telling you, the lesser the evil and the darkness. That's why we are to pray for the light of God to appear to our family members that are not born again, to our neighbors that are not born again, that they will see the light of God. Every problem you are having has nothing to do with God. Once you are born again, you have been born into what? Into a kingdom. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says that you are a citizen of what? Heaven. I say what? The Bible says you are a citizen of what? Heaven. What does that mean? What does it mean? When you say you are a citizen of a place, what does it mean? You have access. Uh-huh. You have access. Look, anything. Look, an American in Ghana, if you don't know, touch somebody who is an American in Ghana, you will see what American government will do to you. You see what American government will do to you. Yes. Because they are proud. You belong to them. Listen to me. I am not saying it. The Bible says that you are a citizen of heaven. The Bible says that you are, your citizenship is of heaven. It's of heaven. It's of heaven. It's of heaven. And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says something. Ephesians 2 6. He said, we are seated with Christ in what? Heavenly places. Please, walk with these things in your mind. Christian, live with these things in your mouth. Live with these things in your mind, in your mouth, in your attitude. The devil has occupied us with social media. Gossip. Gossip. Celebrities. New things. I saw somebody on phone. I was standing behind the person. I stood behind the person for 15 minutes. The person didn't know that I was standing there on phone. And then laughing, smiling. Something on phone like this. Smiling, smiling, smiling. When I left there, I went and prayed for the person. I went and prayed for the person. Hey! Hey! You see what you occupy yourself with? Then you are blaming God. I am not saying that don't go on phone. No! That's a means of communication now. Please, attend to your calls. Attend to your WhatsApp messages. Go to your reply. So that's what I do. I just reply back. I reply. If it is too much, I just... As for grouping, I don't go there. I just click back so that it will go. But individuals, I look at what they have written and I reply. Yes. Look, what has occupied you is what will rule you. What controls you is what will rule you. Please, I want to provoke you tonight. From June, we are going to be radical. I said, we are going to be radical. Listen to me. John chapter 6, verse 37 and 38. Let's look at it. John chapter 6, 37 and 38. All that the Father gives me will come to me. All that the Father gives me who come to me. Say, my Father in heaven, in the month of June, let whatever you have given to me, whatever the cross has given to me, whatever the cross has delivered, let it come to me. Let it come to me. Let my healing come. Let my deliverance come. Let my doors come. Let my husband to be come. Let my wife to be come. Let my deliverance come. Yes. Let my anointing come. Let my spiritual gift come. Let my next level come.
Let my next come. Let my next level come. Let my next level come. Next man, let my level come. Let my next 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 level come. Let it come. Let my miracle come. Let my miracles come. Let my miracle come. Let my healing come. Let my deliverance come. Let my success come.
Let it come.
Whatever the cross has delivered, let it come in
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven, in the month of March, in the month of June,
in the month of June,
according to your word,
according to your word,
in Matthew chapter 6,
in Matthew chapter 6,
in John chapter 6,
in John chapter 6,
in John chapter 6,
in John chapter 6,
verse 37,
verse 37,
according to your word,
according to your word,
whatever the cross has delivered to me,
whatever the cross has delivered to me,
whatever helper,
whatever help,
whatever soul,
whatever soul,
whatever breakthrough,
whatever breakthrough,
whatever blessing,
whatever blessing
that you have given to me,
that you have given to me,
let it come to me,
let it come to me,
let it deliver,
let it deliver,
whatever blessing,
whatever blessing
that the cross has delivered,
that the cross has delivered,
let it deliver, let it deliver,
let it deliver,
let it deliver, let it deliver
to me,
let it deliver,
let it deliver
in the month of June, let it deliver, let it deliver
in the month of June, let it deliver in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Let it deliver.
In the month of June, O God, Lord Jesus Christ, whatever the cross has been delivered, O God, in the month of June.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In verse 39, the Bible said that, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Say, I will never be lost.
I will never be lost.
Say, the devil can never steal me.
I am
a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of
death
God.
Cannot take me.
Death cannot
sickness
take
cannot
me.
Take me.
Sickness cannot
evil
take me.
Evil cannot take me.
Evil cannot
darkness
take
cannot
me.
Take me.
Darkness cannot take me.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of
I
God.
I am a child of 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 God.
I am redeemed.
I am redeemed
by the blood of Jesus Christ.
The pride of Jesus
poverty
Christ.
Poverty cannot take me.
Poverty cannot take me.
Poverty cannot take me.
Poverty cannot
take me. Poverty cannot have me.
Poverty cannot have me.
Poverty cannot have me.
Poverty cannot have me.
Premature death cannot have me.
Premature death cannot have me.
Accident of any kind cannot have me.
Accident of any kind.
Satanic projections can never have me.
Satanic projections can never have me.
Nothing evil can have me.
Nothing evil can have me.
Nothing from darkness can have me.
Nothing from darkness can have me.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the
word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, whatever that is mine.
Whatever that is mine.
Say, anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
In the camp of my enemy.
In the camp of my enemy.
Any blessing.
Any blessing.
That is destined for me.
That is destined for me.
In the camp of my enemies.
In the camp of my enemies.
In the camp of the children of the devil.
In the camp of the children of the devil.
In my father's house.
In my father's
house. In my mother's house.
In my mother's house.
At my workplace.
At my workplace.
In my office.
In my
neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
Any
blessing of mine
in
the hands of the children of the devil.
In the hands of the children
I take it back. 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 I take it back.
In John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29, we are praying scripture. The Bible is the number one prayer book. Right from Genesis, in the beginning, God, you can just begin to pray. God begin. Be the beginner. That is prayer now. I thought the only place you can pray is the genealogies. And Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat this. So when I get there, I jump. I say, this one, how can you pray them? The one that the Holy Spirit, through the lady pastor. Let's clap for her. She said, even this one we can pray it too. Abraham begat Isaac. Those who want children, they can say, God, let me also begat. Hey, let me also give birth. Ah, I said it's true. Look at them. This one gave birth to this. This one. So me too. Me too. I put myself there. Listen to me. We are going to do something right now. Look. Those of you who are here, and excuse me to say, your age, you are not yet married, but you have stopped your menses. Listen to me. Who is in control of your body? Is God not in control of your body?
Yes.
Look, you are going to put your hand on your body and say, body, you are carrying 3 babies. This body, you are carrying 3 babies.
Yes.
Look, it will work. It will work.
Yes.
You see, why are you worried? Why are you worried? It has happened before in the Bible. It has happened. Eh? It has happened. Elizabeth became pregnant at 60 years. Sarah became pregnant at how many years? 89 years. In the 90th year, she gave birth. So what are you talking about? It can happen again. Look, please don't limit God. Don't limit God by the system. Today, what is paining me is that ladies who are normal, immediately they go to the doctor, they say you are fibroid. Because you are not having sex, because baby is not there, so that's why fibroid is there. I don't know where that thing is coming from. I don't know where that thing is coming from, my God. Rise up and do something. Where from that theory to promote immorality and to cause God's people to offend him? Look at John chapter 10, verse 28. John 10, 28. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Say, I shall never perish.
I shall never
say,
perish.
Say, I, Delaliboja, shall never perish.
I, Francis,
say, in the month of June, I shall never perish.
In the month of June, I shall never perish.
In the month of June, I shall never perish.
In the month of June, I shall never perish.
My testimony shall never perish.
My testimony shall never perish.
My dream shall never perish.
My dream shall never perish.
My expectation shall never perish.
My expectation shall never perish.
My joy shall never perish.
My joy shall never perish.
My family shall never perish.
My family shall never perish.
My children shall never perish.
My children shall never perish.
My hopes will never perish.
I shall never perish.
perish.
I shall never 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 perish.
My family shall never perish. My family shall never perish. My family shall never perish. My family shall never perish. My family shall never perish. My family shall never perish.
My family shall never perish. My home shall never perish. My home shall never perish. My marriage shall never perish. My health shall never perish. My ministry shall never perish. My family shall never perish. Rakobasika na baba.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The second part of that verse is, no one can snatch them out of my hand. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Whatever blessing you have given to me.
Whatever blessing you have given
no me. Power can snatch it from
no
my hand.
Power can snatch it
no
from
power
me.
Can snatch it from
no
my hand.
No power can snatch
no power can snatch my health.
No power can snatch
no power can snatch my business.
No power can
snatch my marriage.
No power
no power can snatch my husband, my wife, or my children.
No power can snatch.
No power can snatch. The devil cannot snatch. The devil cannot snatch. The devil cannot snatch my health, my health, my beauty, my strength,
my strength,
my job, my career.
In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 29 says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Say, any blessing of mine,
any blessing of mine,
that is in the hands of the devil,
that is in the hands of the devil,
and his agents,
and his agents,
in the hands of witches and wizards,
in the hands of the witches,
in the hands of the occult,
in the hands of the occult,
in the hands of the marine practitioners,
in the hands of the marine practitioners,
in the hands of the children of darkness,
in the hands of the children of darkness,
any blessing of mine,
any blessing of mine,
any breakthrough of mine,
any breakthrough of mine,
any position of mine,
any position of mine,
any promotion of mine.
In the promotion
any
of mine.
Any open door of mine.
Any open door of mine.
That is in the hands of wrong hands.
That is the hands of the wrong
hands. According to the word of God.
According to the word of
by
God.
By the power of the cross.
By the power of
by the
cross.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the power of the Holy Ghost.
And the power of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
I take you back.
I take it back. I take it back in the camp of the witches and wizards. I take it back in the camp of Jupiter. I take it back in the camp of a Jew. I take it back in the camp of Mara. I take it back in the camp of Mu. I take it back.
Amen.
Listen to me. The role of the three persons. Jesus Christ, the authorizer. That's the finished work of Christ on the cross is our authority. That was how I got to and we started praying. Two, the Holy Spirit is the maker. He's the manifester. He's the enabler. That is his work. The Holy Spirit, he is the maker. He's the manifester. I don't know whether there is a word called manifester. It's my own word. He's the one who manifests. He's the enabler. He's the one who enables. That is his work. And the believer, you the believer, what is your role? You are the enforcer. You are the enforcer. You are the one who must make it happen. You are the one who must declare it, then the Holy Spirit will take over. I'm telling you, if you don't declare it, the Holy Spirit will not enable. The Holy Spirit will not manifest. You are the enforcer. Look, if you don't like your situation,
Say, look, the cross didn't pay for this. The cross didn't deliver this to me. I don't like this. Change! 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 We have sacked some people from the places they were living before. Myself and my friend, man of faith, and this woman. We have prayed prayers. Look, if you know the Bible, if you know how to pray the Bible, oh my God. We were living in the house, and this boy was in the room, in the boys, he was always bringing girls. So the people around thought that I am bringing girls, myself and man of faith. He thought that we were bringing girls. Because girls were always coming there in the room. And then, so one day I was passing and said, oh, Sofo, hey, Madia, Omuba Muhopa. I went and I said, man of faith, we have to sack this boy. We just held our hands and mentioned his name. What is his name? Brother. Brother. I know he will never watch Facebook, so say, brother, leave this place now. 4 a.m. 4 a.m. It was 4 a.m. we declared. 3 p.m. He came to us. We went to town and came, knock at the door, said, please, I want to see you. Said, in fact, I want to leave this place. I can't see. I said, oh, brother, we are all living here. I mean, how? What has happened? What have we done to you? He said, no. You haven't done anything, but I want to go. Now, it was the auntie's house. I want to leave my auntie. I want to go to my own mother's house. I can't stay. Say, oh, brother, please. Oh, we are living here nicely. You are a good boy. And we are all here together. And this, look, tell the person by you are dangerous. He say, tell the person you are dangerous. Say, Christians are dangerous. Don't joke with yourself. You have power. You have authority. And use it. Look, a woman was here, and the husband was in abroad. I won't mention the country. And the husband was chasing women. Came and told me, I said, bring anointing oil. I declare. He said, the husband is coming down. I declare, I say, go and apply this anointing oil to your place. When the man comes and enter there and goes back, he can't enter anywhere.
Praise God.
She brought the oil. She was in the church here. Some we know what Gladys know what I'm saying. We know. She brought the oil. And I declared. The husband came down, stayed for about a month, and went back. And called her. When I arrived, the thing is no longer working, you know. How? The thing is no longer working. He said, oh, but how do you know that it's no longer? He said, oh, as a man, when you wake up in the morning, there will be some fire. And they said, that one cried, the thing is flat, the thing is not working. What has happened? He said, oh, don't worry, it will work. It will work. When you get to the right place, it will work. Kata, kaya, kata. Turn to the person by you and tell the person, you are dangerous. You carry some authority. You carry power. Know how to use it. Look, some of you wives who are so afraid that your husband will chase some girls. So even when some ladies are getting closer to your husband, then you are squeezing your face. You are fighting. You are doing, stop that thing.
Yes.
Stop that thing.
Kabaha.
Stop that thing and go and do something.
Randoko.
And some of you men too. When some men are getting closer to your wife, then hey, you are making your hey. Stop that thing. You have authority. Go and speak. I said, go and speak. There is a way you can speak to that side also. Shakola, Kareto, Kaste. You can close that door. I say you can close that door. You can seal that door. I say you can seal that door. And you can put the key in your pocket.
Yes, Lord. Masakabaha.
You don't know. Look. You don't know how dangerous I am. Don't underrate the man standing before you. Look, the devil himself, Kayo Takaya, when I get up from bed, the devil begins to have headache. Because he knows I know the Bible. He knows what I can do. I'm telling you, yes, to build such a church in this area, surrounded by three mosques, is by grace. I tell you, it's by grace. It's by grace,
yes,
by
yes.
Authority and by power. Shato rato, shalarito skatayaka. You don't stay in this area and joke around. You don't become a pastor in this area and be flirting with small girls, flirting with people's wives, living anyhow. No, 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 no. Be hating people, be living anyhow. You don't know the disciplines I take myself through. You don't know. You don't know. You have no idea. You don't know. You don't go around and see whether you find a church like this in such area. There is a protocol. There is a procedure. There is a principle that you need to follow. Discipline that you need to take yourself through. How many of you want to go far? How many of you want to go far in life? I say, how many of you want to go far in life? If you don't understand, I say, how many of you want to go far in life? Receive the anointing to go far.
Receive it.
Receive the anointing to go
I
far.
Receive,
receive
it.
The anointing to go
I
far.
Receive
the anointing to go
I
far.
Receive
the anointing to go
I
far.
Receive,
receive, receive.
I receive.
Receive,
it.
Receive, 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 receive.
I receive it.
I break I the chains. It.
Yes, Lord.
I remove the barriers.
Jesus.
I break the chains.
Jesus.
I break the rope.
Jesus.
I break the chains.
Jesus.
I remove the barriers.
Jesus.
Yes, yes. Receive
Jesus.
Speed right now. Receive acceleration. 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 As we are entering into the month of speed. The month of acceleration. The month of speed. The month of acceleration. The month of speed. The month of acceleration. Take it now. Take it now. Accelerate. Accelerate. Go far. Go far. Go far. Move now. Shatakola karatos
katayaka.
Let that job come quickly. Let that contract come quickly. Let that miracle come quickly. Let that healing come quickly. Let that deliverance come quickly. Let it come quickly. Let your dream come quickly. Let it come quickly. Your dream should not be delayed. Your dream should not be postponed again. Your healing should not be postponed. Nothing of yours should be postponed again. Fulfillment. 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 Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Yes. Anointing is falling. 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 All over the place. Shani Kratos Karatakosha.
Radokutu. Rabapa. Iyanda Labrasukabaha. Radekatu. Rabade Brandokutu. Iyanda Labrasukabaha. Siyato Lububu. Iyanda Labrabu.
Hai Shatolekari. Iyanda Labrasukabaha. Shani Kratos Karatakosha. Receive acceleration. Receive speed. Receive acceleration. Receive speed. Receive acceleration.
acceleration. Receive speed. We are entering into the month of acceleration. The month of speed. The month of fulfillment. The month of approval. The month of
Do you know something? The devil and his agents, they always resist heaven on earth. Do you know why? Because the devil is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So the moment heaven comes down, his kingdom is lost. So the devil will always resist. The devil will always resist. What must we do? We must resist him. We shouldn't give in. My brother, my sister, never give him, never give in until you see that dream come to pass.
Amen.
I say never give in until you receive your healing.
Amen.
Never give in until that promise is fulfilled.
Amen.
Do you know the three things that bring heaven on earth? Do you know the three things that bring thy kingdom come? Faith. 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 Number one is faith. The Bible says in Genesis 15:6 and Romans 4:3-4. Genesis 15:6. Abraham believed and it was counted to him as righteousness. One, faith. Two, obedience. Obedience. Genesis 22. Abraham was tested and asked to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. Obedience. Absolute obedience. Perfect obedience. Obedience. So, Isaiah chapter 1 verse, is it verse 18 or 19? It's 18 or 19. It says that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat of what? The fruit of the land. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. If you are willing and not obedience, the Bible also says, is it 2 Samuel or 1 Samuel? It says that obedience is better than what?
Sacrifice.
Obedience. Look, obeying divine instructions. Look, God himself knows me. I don't know what God would tell me to obey and I can't obey now. I am dead to anything. He knows. When he asked me to write all my accounts of I will shake me a little because we have done it before. We have done it before. It will shake me, to tingle me. Let me tell you. It doesn't mean that it will be easy. It will hit me. But you know something? I will obey. Because I know that the outcome. Three, sacrifice. Four things that brings heaven on earth. One, faith. Two, obedience. Three, sacrifice. What are you sacrificing? 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 to 38. 1 Kings 18, 36 to 38. When Elijah built the altar and put the sacrifice on it, fire came down. When he called, fire, that was sacrifice. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Solomon sacrificed thousands of animals. And God gave him what? A blank check. He said, ask me for anything. Sacrifice. And number four, service. 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 Where are you serving? In the house of God. How are you serving God? 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 11. 2 Samuel 6 11. Obed-Edom. He found a place for the ark that David was rejecting. And the Bible says that for the 3 months that the ark remained in his house. The poorest man in town became a millionaire. 3 months. Let me tell you, as the devil resists you, we must resist him. And we must speak the heavenly language. What is the heavenly language? Let this be. Let this be. You don't say what is you are feeling. Say what you want to see. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. When darkness covered the surface, the deep, and there was chaos. God didn't say, darkness, leave. He said, let there be light. Shall he create to cast and enforce it? Say, Lord.
Lord.
I am a different person.
I am a different person.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
I enter.
I enter.
Into the month. Of thy kingdom come.
Of thy kingdom come.
Into the month.
Into the month
of acceleration,
of acceleration,
of speed,
into the month,
of clearance,
of fulfillment,
of approval,
of dominion,
into the month,
of openness,
open heavens, I believe, now, O Lord, through this cup, as I lift this communion, as I lift this communion, I command the gates, of June, to be lifted. For me. Let the gates of June be lifted.
Let the
gates
of June be lifted.
Let the gates of June be lifted. Let financial gates be lifted. Let economic gates be lifted. Let career gates be lifted. Let prosperity gates be lifted. Let healing gates be lifted. Let protection gates be lifted. Be lifted, Let gates of favor be lifted. Gates of grace be lifted.
Be lifted,
Promotional gates be lifted. Be lifted. And as I lift this cup, say, as I lift this cup, I shut the gates of hell.
I shut the gates of death.
I shut the gates of accident. I shut the gates of failure. I shut the gates of the devil. I shut the gates behind me.
I shut.
For the month of June.
For the month.
I shout. The gates of sickness and disease.
The
gates of failure.
The
gates of setback. The gates of limitation. The gates of barrenness.
The
gates of scarcity. The gates of premature death.
The
gates of accident. The gates of wickedness. I shout them.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.